Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Time for our Monday appointment with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Good morning to you, Doc. Are you seeing a post-Thanksgiving surge in flu and COVID in the Chicago area?
Yeah, Bob, we are. You know, very unfortunate. We kind of expected it with low vaccination rates, but we are. Our COVID admissions doubled last week, which is very concerning, and our flu admissions are through the roof right now. And not unexpected. We have, you know, 45 states with very high transmission of flu and low vaccination rate. So we kind of expected it, but we are getting, I mean, we're full this morning already at 6:40 in the morning.
How do you know if you have the flu or a cold or COVID or prickly heat or some other ailment?
Yeah, you know, Bob, probably the most important thing is kind of understand the symptoms. And the reason I say that is because we know that with COVID and with influenza, if you identify it early, you can get treatment started. And if that treatment is successful, it can keep people out of the hospital. So real important to just kind of understand the symptoms and know, all right, which ones am I most concerned about? With influenza, it is certainly the sudden onset of a high fever. You know, if you're feeling pretty good and then all of a sudden you feel like you just got hit by a truck and you have a 102 fever, very good chance you have influenza. And very important to get tested so we can start the medications, which will shorten the duration quickly.
And as far as the over-the-counter treatments for cold and flu, what do you recommend these days?
Well, you know, certainly you're going to treat the symptoms. So what are your most, you know, what symptoms do you have the worst? Whether you have, you know, RSV, you have influenza, you have a common cold, or you have COVID. So certainly body aches. So keep your hydration up as much as you possibly can because you're losing a lot of fluid through the skin as the body tries to cool itself off. Keep your fever down. That's really important. And probably for people who are congested, you know, a good decongestant will help mechanically remove some of the virus as well as the inflammation from your nose and throat. So it's people getting on the symptoms quickly is going to help shorten the duration and decrease the chance of you spreading it to others.
And as far as COVID, if you have had COVID once, does that make you less likely to get it again or not?
Well, it really depends when you had it. So if you had it early on with the original strains of COVID, you are just as likely to get this new Omicron as anyone else. So if you've had an infection, say, here in the last few months, well, then you're good. You still have protection because, you know, those are the strains that are still circulating. They haven't changed. We haven't had a big variant strain. And those are the individuals who now can probably wait, a couple months before they get their boosters. But our COVID booster uptake is so low, and that's why we see those numbers double in a week.
And with COVID, the testing kits you can get at the drugstore, are they all pretty good, pretty accurate?
Yeah, they are. We've weeded out the kind of the companies that had some of the iffy ones. And certainly a lot of the pharmacies right now are doing what they call test to treat. In other words, you test right there, and if you are positive, they start your treatment right there. So really important to get tested because, like I said, you test positive for influenza, you test positive for COVID, we can use medications, whether it's Paxlovid for COVID or whether it's Tamiflu for influenza, although we're starting to see a national shortage of Tamiflu just because the season is so bad.
I've seen quite a few people masking, and as far as which mask to wear, the N95, the KN95, KF94, a disposable surgical mask, I guess it depends on the level of danger that you're in. If you're in a crowded airport, for example, that N95 would be best, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. You know, a couple things there. One is, you know, are you immunocompromised? Are you vaccinated? What's your risk of getting it? So certainly, depending on your risk, you know, the type of mask you might want to wear. When we started COVID, N95s, you know, we couldn't get enough of them just for healthcare workers, but now you're seeing many people wearing them in public. The thing about the N95 people have to understand is that N95 in the healthcare setting, we get what we call fit tested. So that mask fits very tight to our face. It's uncomfortable to wear, but it really decreases, just as the name says, blocks 95% of any viral particles from coming in. Well, individuals who are wearing them and just wearing them loosely, you could wear the disposable mask just as well and probably end up with the same outcome.
And I see a lot of people, of course, wearing those blue disposable masks. Should you throw those away after you wear them a few times?
Yeah, you know, if they get soiled, certainly, and, you know, at this time of the year, if you have any cold symptoms, you probably do want to get rid of them after a few days. They're fairly inexpensive right now. You know, the price of those has come down dramatically as more people have made them. So certainly here in the hospital, you know, everyone is still masked here in the hospital, and we'll see most people wear it for a day or two in the hospital setting before they switch out to a new one.
Continuing with Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Kevin Most, and I love this idea you have, Doc, to get a gift list together, and these are things that could actually improve the health of the recipient. And I was looking over your list, and I saw that you had a laptop stand on there, and many people may think, well, why is that on your healthy list? But it makes so much sense, doesn't it?
It really does, Bob. And, you know, hopefully we post this list because it really gives people ideas from anywhere from $15 to hundreds of dollars. But when you look at the laptop stand, especially now, when we got hit with COVID, so many people went from their office setting to working from home. In the office setting, we know what the ergonomics are. We have the right chair. We have the right level for the computer. We have it properly set. When we got home, we just kind of slapped it on the kitchen table, and, boy, that's how we worked. And people don't understand not only carpal tunnel, high back, low back, all the pains and discomforts you get when you have a bad ergonomic positioning of your computer, which people work for, you know, usually work for 8 to 10 hours. So certainly something as simple as that can get that computer in the right position to decrease the stress on your wrist and to decrease the stress on your neck and back.
Everybody has back pain, and I use this item you have on your list, the foam roller. It's simple, it's easy, it's cheap, and it really works, doesn't it?
It really does, you know, and there's different exercises you can do with the foam roller. But everybody, I mean, and I say this seriously, everybody is going to end up with back pain at some time in their lives. And, you know, our goal in medicine is try to keep people from having surgery and try to rehab them with, you know, physical therapy. Well, you'll find that if you go for physical therapy, one of the things they're going to teach you is the importance of this foam roller that not only stretches out your back, but gets it in the right positions. And it's very inexpensive, easy to use. It's not like you're buying a big piece of equipment. You know, this is something that you can stand up in the corner of a room. It costs about $10, $15. And if you use it appropriately, not only does your flexibility increase, but also your muscle pain will decrease.
Yeah, you can just use it while you're watching television. And water filters, let's talk about that for a minute, because I think we all think about whether it's worth it to buy these bottled waters or not. What's your take on that?
Yeah, my take is, you know, I like the water filters better than the bottled waters. You can look at the environmental side of it, certainly, for one. But we all know that tap water, although it is fine and it is okay and safe, it's really not 100% clean. But some of these water filters, either the ones you attach to a faucet, which are a little bit more expensive, or you can get something like the Brita where you keep it in the refrigerator, I can tell you that the taste of the water is there. It eliminates bacteria. It eliminates chemicals. And certainly will encourage you to drink water versus soda or any other thing. So I think it's a great gift, very inexpensive and good for your health.
A little more expensive, of course, your eye watches and health trackers and blood pressure monitors. Are those accurate?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the blood pressure monitors, we have a company based here, Omron, which makes a great blood pressure monitor for a very reasonable price. And what I tell people is there are two things with the blood pressure monitor. One, you want to make sure you get it checked. And two, you want to make sure that you have the right band. So really, it's important to bring that into the doctor's office with you, where we have equipment that's a little bit more accurate than these, and just check to make sure that they're close. We don't need this to be within, you know, 2 milligrams or 2 millimeters. We want to make sure that this is somewhat close to what your actual blood pressure is. And I can tell you that the ones that go on your arm are much better than the ones that go on your finger, but certainly it's a great gift for people with high blood pressure. As far as the health trackers and iWatch, I'm a huge fan of them for many reasons. You know, this is a little piece of device that encourages you to walk. It checks your heart rate. It checks your sleep patterns, checks your oxygenation, looks for health arrhythmias, all of those things that we never would have thought of years ago being available on something as simple as a watch.
I think every week we get a new report on the importance of sleep, and you've got something on your list that helps with a good night's sleep. It's a weighted blanket. Tell us about this.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that really do well with weighted blankets. Others, you know, they don't like it. But weighted blankets have been shown in many studies to increase your sleep pattern and just the comfort level of being held tightly. And it's not like it's super tight. These don't weigh hundreds of pounds, but they certainly are heavier. And it gives people that comfort, and they have shown that their sleep pattern actually increases because of using this weighted blanket. So they're very popular. And again, they're not that expensive. They're around $50, I think, you can get them for. And certainly have shown to really increase some people's sleep pattern, and we know how important sleep health is.
And it's important this time of year to have a good humidifier, isn't it?
It really is, and people don't think about that much, but humidifiers right now, you know, we turn off the dehumidifier and turn on the humidifier for a couple reasons. One, it really helps with our health. Two, especially in this time right now of influenza and COVID, humidified air does not let viruses travel as far in the air, so you're going to decrease that, and also it's going to change the inflammation and the irritation in your nasal and throat, which is really important as we talk about very dry air coming in during the winter.
Well, those are all much better ideas than exercise equipment, which usually ends up as a good place to hang clothes, doesn't it?
It really does, Bob. I would strongly recommend people don't buy someone exercise equipment. If they're going to think about that, let the individual go and try it and make sure that they like it, because like you said, it often becomes a place where you hang the towels.
Santa Most. Thank you, Doctor. We'll talk to you next Monday morning.
You got it, Bob. Take care. We'll talk soon.